Ready for some real wedding talk? Welcome to the Isle Podcast, run by the ladies of BTS Event Management, a luxury wedding planning and design company. We vow to be true and uncut, so you'll get all the expert knowledge on all the crazy topics that you might walk into while planning your big day. We work with some of the who's who for their weddings. Professional athletes, top influencers, celebrities, and politicians all come to us for their wedding planning and design. And we're here to share all the nitty-gritty details with you. So grab your mom, your best friend, or your groom-to-be, and let us walk with you down the aisle for this crazy wedding planning journey. Welcome back to the aisle. This now is episode 16, and this week's topic is going to be focusing in on hiring your wedding vendors. I'm going to give you all of the do's, the don'ts, and the how to make sure you're on the right fit. So that way you love and adore your vendors and make great decisions throughout the process. So first, we're going to start off with my personal life update. Lately, I've been super focused on health and wellness, eating right, working out, exercising. Again, I talked about this in the beginning of the year and just trying to get to a place where I feel my healthiest. It's kind of difficult to do because I'm such a huge snacker and I'm always kind of grabbing for something that's quick and easy, whether it's like, I don't know, pretzels or fruit snacks or something that is probably not very nutritious and helpful for my own overall health and wellness, but it is something that I have been super focused on and making sure that I'm creating some kind of time to fit into my schedule. I would give myself probably a C+ on this as of right now. So I guess not doing super great here, but every time I start to make like big changes and turns and do things great, then all of a sudden I get into this crazy scheduling kind of thing, or I'm traveling a ton. And we all know how hard it is to keep regular routine and good habits through a travel season. So I'm just talking about it here so I can hold myself more accountable. See what else is going on. My oldest daughter, she's getting ready to graduate from high school this year. So we're planning graduation dinners and she's getting her prom dress and we have family flying in from out of town and all kinds of just fun, exciting stuff. So between now and the end of May with work and then family stuff, we are just jam packed with great stuff going on. My middle, Gabriel, he is in a new session of a new season of soccer. His soccer games are always on Saturdays. So sometimes I'm able to fit them in, but for the next several weeks, I'm definitely on the outs there. So my mom guilt is at an all-time high. But again, just focusing on that work-life balance and making sure that there are some that I get to and giving myself grace on the ones that I'm not able to. And next update on my littlest one, we're potty training at home. So it's just been a full circus of craziness. Like from the second I walk in the door, it's like, you know, updates on how she's doing on that process. And she's a stubborn little girl. So it goes good sometimes and then sometimes it doesn't. But each one of my kids is in such a different phase of their life. It's kind of neat to see them kind of grow and go through all of these things. As far as the BTS updates go, everything is moving along pretty good. We have a really exciting end of the month, which we'll be filling you in once we get a little close there. And then if you guys follow us on Instagram, you know that we're in a race to the altar. It's what we've kind of named it. It's a bride that we have that is planning her wedding with us in 8 weeks. And so we're a couple weeks into this. We're doing amazing. Actually just moving right along with everything. It's working out really well because she's so clear on what she wants, that it's easy to make decisions. And making decisions during this process is probably one of the most important things and one of the best gifts ever, because then you're not kind of torn between things and, you know, feeling uneasy about anything that you're deciding on. Then when this episode airs on Tuesday, Claire and I will actually be in Cabo. We're going to be doing a mock-up and a tasting and a couple of tours for a wedding we have out there at Nobu in the summer. So we're moving right along on that wedding as well. So all good things going in that direction. With this podcast, I've always done a fashion and trend and like bridal fashion kind of segment in past years. And this year, I haven't been doing it as much, partly because there hasn't been a ton of new bridal fashion trends to really kind of update on. COVID hit and the bridal fashion industry took a big hit, as far as manufacturing like fabrics and laces and production and all that kind of stuff. And the fashion launches were just beautiful and great, but nothing really new or like trend setting has been going on for a while. And just recently, the spring New York Bridal Fashion Week has been going on, and I have seen some of the most beautiful creations that I've seen in a long time. I'm seeing people reinvent the wheel. I'm seeing new fits, new looks. Recently, we just reported on the second dress being the bubble dress. So just a cute kind of corset top and then a nice little bubble skirt on the bottom. It's been super, super popular, which just kind of all over with every designer's line. I feel like someone's created them. And I'm super excited to see what New York Bridal Fashion Week holds for the fall, because if spring was as good as it is this year, fall is going to be even more incredible. So we'll be incorporating some more fashion trends and designers to watch and different kind of details like that. All right, now we're going to get into the bread and butter of this episode. So giving you all the information and all the lowdown on how to choose the perfect vendor group for yourself. I'm going to give you all the insight that we use whenever we're vetting out and hiring vendors for our brides. And the three main components that we really pay attention to and look at when we're hiring brides are the price point, the style, and personality. So as long as we have these three things really kind of locked in and in line with what our brides' needs are, then we've pretty much struck gold. So I'm going to break this down for you. And if you follow these steps, I promise you're going to find your absolute dream team for your vendors. So the first thing that I mentioned on here was spend and budget and how much this is all going to cost. So when you're planning your wedding, you absolutely have to start off with a budget, an overall number on what you're comfortable spending for this wedding. And then you have to divvy it up between each one of your vendors and your design and your venue, food and beverage. This way, when you're going into the hiring process, you know exactly how much you want to spend in each area, because there's no like set kind of price. It's like buying a house. Like, you can get a house for 250,000 and you can get a house for 20 million. There's levels to this. It's not just, one thing across the board. For instance, if you're looking into photography, you could be looking at anywhere between $6,000 and $60,000 and everything in between. There's no real set price on what this is supposed to cost. So you have to understand what you're most comfortable allocating in this area. If you look on our Instagram page and our weddings, most of our couples photographers are going to fall between like $8,000 and $18,000 price range. So that's about kind of what you're looking at when you see the images on our page, just to kind of help relate to like some kind of a starting point. Let's say you want to stick to like a $10,000 price point for your photography, then you're going to research photographers that are in that budget, that their price points span around that amount. This will help narrow down your selection. So if there's 10,000 photographers out there, you're already narrowing this down by a ton. So it really kind of helps you hone in on what's perfect for you. After you have your budget all in place for your vendors, the next you're going to want to do is really focus on the style that you're looking for. So again, being on the topic of photography, you're going to look at, do you like a light and airy kind of edit? Do you like a dark and moody edit? Do you like editorial styles? And some brides know exactly what this means when I say it, and some don't. And that's okay. Either way, you just want to do a little bit of research, start really paying attention to the colors that you're seeing in the edit styles, and that will help you to really determine what type of photographer that you're looking for. Another example of looking at style is when you look at our weddings, we tend to have a very timeless, classic kind of style with a modern twist and some modern kind of edgy details. We are also known a lot for having a lot of black and white weddings. Some of our weddings utilize color, and that's great and amazing. But for the most part, when you look at it, you're going to see a lot of black and white weddings. And we're also really known for multicultural weddings. So some wedding planners maybe only do Indian weddings. Some planners maybe only do Jewish weddings. Some people maybe only focus on Christian American weddings. I'm not sure, but we have a lot of diversity within our couples, and that's something that we're really known for as well. So if a bride is looking for any of these things, we're typically the planner that comes up for it, because that's our kind of niche for what we do. Now, going into all of this detail and all of this explanation as far as the style goes, This doesn't mean that any vendor can't do anything else. Like, for instance, if a bride came to me and she had a really boho kind of style, I can absolutely do this and knock it out of the park. But there are other planners and designers out there that really specialize in this and hone in on this style that would probably be able to read her mind 10 times better than I can because they're speaking the same style language. So, again, if you're super drawn to a certain vendor and they're maybe not spot on with your style, that doesn't mean they can't do what you want. It just means if I'm giving advice to you, I would recommend really going to a person that speaks that specific language perfectly. So if you're looking to hire like a hair and makeup artist and you want a very natural, like barely there kind of look, you're probably not going to go to somebody that is well known for pop glam, you know, even like a pageant kind of style. So these are just the things to pay attention to. Photography, I already mentioned, like a soft and airy look is one style, dark and moody is one style, editorial is one style. For musicians, you're going to have a ton of different musicians, whether you're looking for classic, modern, edgy, maybe just strings, a vocalist, you know, you have different styles of musicians. And then same with DJ. There's some really cool wedding DJs, there's great club DJs, hip hop DJs, country, house DJs. I mean, you name it, you're going to want to hire the people that speak to the style that you're going with. You'll determine your type, and then this helps you to really narrow down. Down again. So first you have a big pool of vendors that you're picking for, you're narrowing down based on your price point, and then you're narrowing down again and knocking out people that are not the same kind of style. So then you have even less people to choose from, which is great because then you're not super overwhelmed and it becomes more and more clear who your best fit is. After you have these categories narrowed down, then you're going to want to interview your potential candidates. You're going to want to determine if you mesh well with them, who stands out, and who you can envision trusting 100% with the most important day of your life in this person or this company's hands. If you don't fully trust this person and you're not vibing with them in a phone call, don't hire them. You know, there's so many people to choose from. You want to really feel comfortable when you're talking with this person. And I really fully believe that an actual click with personalities, it doesn't happen all the time. So if it's not there, it's not there. Keep looking for your person because later on down the road, it's going to become like this weird kind of tug of war if you're not like super trusting and like invested in who this person is or who this company is. If you pay attention to these three categories, I absolutely guarantee you're going to have such huge success with choosing your vendors and you'll probably become best friends with people from there and talk to them even after the wedding, and it's just a beautiful connection. Now, once you've picked out your favorite vendors and you've requested a contract and you've reviewed all the contract terms really closely, you don't want to ask them to change their contract. So, this is something that comes up quite often in this industry, and I'm not exactly sure why, because I've personally never, in any instance of my life, gone to any business and said, hey, can you just reconstruct the entire way you do business and all of the terms and conditions that have kept you safe and protected in your contract? Can you just change them for me? Because I don't get it. Like, it's just something I've never done personally. If you're reading through a contract and you're seeing things that aren't fitting with what you stand by, don't hire that person. Maybe have a conversation and ask for clarity or examples or try to understand. But unless there's a very extreme situation or circumstance going on, it's wildly inappropriate to ask somebody to change their terms and conditions on their contract. So that's just a huge red flag for me personally when I have clients do it. And 9 times out of 10, my answer is no before I even get to the end of it, just because I didn't make a contract for no reason. I've been in business for 14 years, almost 14 years now, and that document is not for no reason. So just a little insight there. I always like to give people as much information and knowledge as possible when they're going through this process. After you are contracted and you guys are legally binded, you've paid your deposits, you're starting on the process, the best advice that I can give to have a really successful working relationship with your vendors is to openly speak with them. Communicate how you're feeling, whether it's good or bad. Let them know about any worries that you have in mind. Ask questions that are on your mind. Don't keep things harbored up. You want to make sure that you're working together with this team of professionals that you have chosen. And And sometimes I'll have brides say, like, oh, well, I don't want to bother you, or I don't want to this. And I just can't stress enough that in this industry, we're in the service industry, there's no such thing as bothering me, like when I'm providing like a service for you. So, and I know a lot of the vendors that we work with feel exactly the same. So just make sure that you're doing a good job at communicating throughout the process, because that's what your team is there for. They're there to help you through this. Right, guys. Well, that about sums up my advice for all of my vendor vetting and hiring and do's and don'ts. Let's move on to questions from our DM. So I always try to pair questions that we get on Instagram or in other messages along with show topics. And so one time a gal had messaged me and she was like, what are red flags for vendors? Like, what are some things I should be leery of? Because I'm interviewing this one photographer and I'm not kind of really getting it, but I really like his style. So I went through just typical things that we look for, like when we're vetting out vendors, if there's initial like non-responsiveness or very dismissive behavior when we're inquiring, I tend to not like that too much. I mean, of course, there's reasons in every circumstance why maybe somebody is unresponsive, but you just got to kind of like keep your eyes open and be leery. You know, if they're not getting back to you in the initial phases of communication, you know, you don't maybe want to get into a year-long commitment with them where maybe the whole time is going to be like that. You want to make sure that they're experienced in their profession. So, people just starting their business out, first year of business, second year of business, third year of business, I can tell you as my own experience, I didn't know everything when I first started. I mean, I did a great job. I serviced my couples, but the service that I give my couples now and the understanding that I have of weddings now is vastly different than when I first started. So if you are looking for a true, strong professional, don't go for the newbies. Let the newbies get experience. Let them learn. Let them, you know, develop in their own craft. And I think that that's a really, really, really big part of possible red flag. Lack of ideas or conversation in initial chatting. If you're talking with someone and they're not like super excited and kind of bouncing ideas off or like asking questions or going through things, you know, they may not be an outspoken person, or they may just not really be that interested. Maybe you guys just don't mesh on their behalf. So pay attention to that. And vendors that don't have a contract, if you're in business, you need to have a contract. So that's just my advice there. All right. Well, thank you so much for walking down the aisle with us. Join us here every other Tuesday as we talk all things weddings. If you want to hear more, be sure to turn into Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, and make sure you subscribe to the aisle. After you're done listening, if you could give us a 5-star rating and a positive review, that would be great. We'll talk to you later.